Madam Mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to welcome you all here to the 2017 Poppy Appeal launch.
Northern Ireland's Poppy Appeal launch was held at the War Memorial Museum in Belfast. I spoke to Brian Maguire, Area Manager for the Royal British Legion in Ireland, and asked about the significance of the event.
It's a really important event for us in the Royal British Legion. We could not do the work that we do without the support of the public. They're incredibly generous right across the United Kingdom, and particularly here in Northern Ireland. Last year, the public across the United Kingdom raised £46 million for the Poppy Appeal. Now, that's incredible.
It was mentioned during the speeches that although this is obviously the time of year that everybody thinks about the Poppy Appeal, it's not just 2 weeks in November.
It's not just November, and we make that point every year. It is an incredibly important time of the year for us. It's the focus for a lot of our work throughout the year. But the work of the Legion continues throughout the year. The people we help need our help throughout the year. And our volunteers are busy all year round providing that help.
As the first citizen of Belfast, Councillor Nuala McAllister, Lord Mayor, is the first to receive her poppy, presented by two young service children.
I did. I received the first poppy this morning by Scott and Annans.
What does the Poppy Appeal mean to you?
So the Poppy Appeal means about remembrance and hope, making sure that those memories of the First and Second World War. But on the hope side, you know, when the world is changing and sometimes it's not for the best, we do have to have hope that peace does prevail throughout the world, and we ensure that we offer our help and support to the armed forces.
Amongst the dignitaries was the commander of 38 Irish Brigade, Brigadier Swift. As this is the first event in the season of remembrance, I asked him about his thoughts during the two-minute silence.
Well, I think for everybody it's a very personal issue. And for me, I reflect on the obvious symbols of sacrifice the poppy is with relation to the two world wars. But I think it's probably dominated by the sacrifice that my friends and colleagues have made in Iraq and Afghanistan, particularly reflecting on those members of my own regiment and the company that I commanded, a number of whom lost their life in Afghanistan. And for me, it's an opportunity to reflect on those fusiliers.
What does the poppy symbolise for you?
Well, I think, as they said this morning, I think the key thing for the poppy is not only symbolised the sacrifice that people have made throughout the years, but also a symbol of hope. It really hit home this morning when we heard about the support of the youth members of the Royal British Legion up in Bush Mills. And these kids are our future, and what they're doing up in Bush Mills, fantastic. 15, 20 young members of the community, and they have taken upon themselves to tend the grave of an unknown sailor. But also they're doing activities to raise money and raise awareness, and they're supporting serving and ex-members of the armed forces. And I think for younger generations to be doing that today, that's really something to be applauded.
From young people just starting out with the Royal British Legion, George Black, who is the chairman of the Royal British Legion in Northern Ireland, is almost finished his official term as chairman.
I'm 6 years in my term. I finished 27th of January 2018.
So this is your last poppy day?
This is my last poppy day as the chairman, but I will be volunteering. We have still a lot of work to do, and it takes as many volunteers as we can get.
So this is the start of the launch, but there's going to be several more events happening over the next 2 weeks. Tell us about some of those.
Well, the first thing we have is straight into tomorrow, Belfast Poppy Day, and we're expecting loads of volunteers and a load of people out maybe starting their Christmas shopping. Our main event is on the 4th of November, which is the Festival of Remembrance in the Waterfront. Very happy to report that we're nearly sold out. We're looking forward to a great evening of entertainment. The other thing then we have is the planting of the cross garden the next day, which is the Sunday, the 5th, at the War Memorial, the City Hall. And then on Monday morning at 10:30, we will open that garden, and that'll be open for 2 weeks for everybody to go and put crosses on under their regimental cap badges. So we're looking forward to a busy, busy 2 weeks, and then it'll emulate all in Remembrance Sunday.
I think it's worth reminding people, the old pound coin, the Royal British Legion is allowed to accept them.
Yes, we're accepting. We'll accept all currencies with gratefulness.
American That's Express.
Yes. So put them into the boxes and we'll gladly accept them.
I'm Cherry Casey for Forces Radio, BFBS in Belfast.